Warning, this show contains strong language and topics that some viewers may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, Simplicity, and welcome to another edition of The Simpler. I am Andy Kwan. And with me, as always, is Sam. No, you're not Sam. You're Liam.
I'm Liam, of course. And, you know, it was very eventful, WrestleMania. We've not really spoken about the aftermath of the City Hall Championship.
Oh, shut up.
Because something happened right towards the very end of our live stream review. The belt, sadly, got slightly mangled in a what appeared to be a scramble for the belt. 1 point ahead!
Give me the belt!
No!
Give me the belt!
Fuck! Oh my God, what have you done?
Oh, the belt! Is broken.
So I have slightly redesigned it. Welcome to the City Hall Hardcore Championship.
It's not hardcore, because if it's hardcore, I'll just get this and just take it off.
No, that's not how it works. Well, it's just. I didn't say it was 24/7 rules.
What are we talking about?
I don't know, you tell me. You're the one who always organises the show. What are we talking about?
Well, I was waiting for you to say it, that's why. Where's my cue, goddammit? Fuck! Stop looking at it!
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Ask me what we're doing today!
What are we doing?
Great! We're talking about Jinder Mahal.
Why?
Stop shouting at me. Because basically, Jinder Mahal is the number one contender for the WWE title. For some reason.
No, hang on. What? Say that again. No. I think it sounded like you said Jinder Mahal is the number one contender.
Yes.
For the WWE title.
That's what I said, yes.
Are you sure you weren't playing Universe Mode on 2K17? Which, by the way, hashtag 50 quid. What a fucking shockingly bad game. It's now £20, by the way. £20. I wish we never bought that fucking game. Anyway, so past that, yes, Jinder Mahal is, for some reason, the number one contender for the SmackDown. For the SmackDown? No, for the WWE Championship. It's funny. We're always saying that they need to push new stars, and then they push a new star, and it just seems so random, because the guy hasn't won a match on SmackDown in, like, 3 years.
No, I can actually tell you the date.
Oh!
He hasn't won a match since October 2012.
I think you mean specifically on SmackDown.
No, he hasn't won the match. A singles match. On the main roster.
Since 2012?
That is correct, yes.
That's 5 years.
That is correct, yes.
And he's now the number one...
That is correct, yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
Do you think this was a botch?
I'm starting to think that, yes.
Because... That... It just... What? It doesn't make sense. Now... I don't know. I don't really know too much about Jinder Mahal. Like, it just kind of came out of nowhere.
I don't even think Jinder Mahal knows that much about
Jinder. No. Because he came out of nowhere and he started a rivalry with Great Khali. And then that went nowhere.
Yes.
And then... He was on Superstars for about a year. And then he joined Three Man Band, and they were basically jobbers. And then he got released.
Yeah.
Didn't know what he did after he got released, just went quiet. Then he came back. And then for nearly a whole year, he did nothing again. And now he's the number one contender for the WWE title. Yeah. When people like Dolph Ziggler, who, by the way, was in that six-pack challenge, has been overlooked. Mm-hmm. Now, this is the problem. Now, this
I can't keep a straight face.
This is the problem, though. This is the problem. Because we're always saying they need to push new stars, right? Because it's no... I'm going to put my belt over here, actually.
I can look after you.
That's all right. We've always said that WWE has this problem where they rely on part-timers and, you know, stars of the past. I don't want to include the Hardys because they've kind of reinvented themselves. But they've really kind of just been trying to hold on to glory years and not really pushed main stars. I mean, you can even say that technically now with John Cena, who's a part-timer, that is kind of their mentality. So the fact that they're going to give Jinder Mahal a push, a guy who hasn't been in the main event, hasn't main evented a pay-per-view before, is a very positive thing. The problem that we have is that it is just incredibly random. It's just happened out of nowhere. Now, you could say, in the defense of the booking here, it was a surprise. And we always talk about how predictable wrestling is. If somebody had said that there's a six-pack challenge that involved Dolph? Who's Dolph?
That's the TNA name.
Dolph Ziggler, Sami Zayn, right. Luke Harper, Eric Rowan, Jinder Mahal, and I can't even remember who the sixth person was. You've literally just seen it.
Sami Zayn.
I've said Sami Zayn.
Baron Corbin.
No, he was against AJ Styles.
Was it Mojo Rawley?
It fucking was Mojo Rawley.
Yeah, that's how forgettable he is.
Right, I would have said Sammy.
Right.
Mojo, I would have actually have thought would have had a better chance simply because he was he won the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, and they've got this thing with a guy called Gronk. Or Grunk, which, by the way, just sounds like an STI.
Okay, let's reenact it. Okay. So I will be a doctor, and you can be you.
Okay.
Liam. Come in.
Oh, hang on, let's do this properly.
Are you fucking serious?
Sam can edit that back.
Yes. Oh, hello there, Mr. Dune.
Hello, Dr. Quayne.
Well, your test results have come back.
And?
You don't have AIDS.
That's good.
You don't have clamp.
Oh, that's good.
And that shit is everywhere.
No, that's great. My dog had it.
You don't have gonorrhea.
That's great.
Segment of the year.
That fucking was amazing.
I have no idea what just happened. What were we talking about?
Gronk.
Oh, yeah.
Right, so they've got this weird love affair with Gronk, which sounds like something that the girls of Norfolk would have. Like, they would have a thing with Gronk. fucking Norfolk's the asshole of Europe. We all know this.
Wow, you're offending so many people.
Oh well, who cares? Okay. It's only Norfolk. I'm sure that family will be pissed off. Anyway, the point is they want to push that. That's why they gave the win to Mojo Rawley at WrestleMania. So it wouldn't have surprised me if he would have been the number one contender.
I probably would have been less annoyed.
Yeah. Eric Rowan and Luke Harper with their connections to Bray Wyatt, I could have seen that being a potential thing. Dolph Ziggler as a possible wild card. Jinder Mahal would have been at the very end of that list. Like, literally the back end. I would have thought the fucking referee would have had a higher chance.
I think JBL would have a higher chance, even though, you know, he shouldn't probably be there anymore.
Be fired.
But the thing is, like, I get the whole unpredictable thing, but it's like, there's them being unpredictable and then there's just being stupid. It's like a spectrum of life. So you have Russo level of swerve.
Right.
Then you have, it's just too predictable. And then you have, I just can't be arsed dealing with this anymore.
So you have Russo.
Yes.
Cena era.
Yeah.
And then just WCW towards its death.
But that's Russo.
Well, no, didn't he leave in like the late 2000, early 2001?
Okay, the scale is wrong. So it goes from Russo to everything is really predictable.
Okay, so Russo booking to John Cena wins LOL.
Yes.
Okay, right.
There's your spectrum.
Okay.
So ideally, it needs to be somewhere in the middle. But because of this, it's now gone, hello, up it's Russo! Like, it's just like, what? Why? Because it has to involve some kind of logic. Like, Jinder Mahal hasn't won a match since 2012.
Yeah. No, I agree.
There needs to be some sort of logic, like halfway between. So it'd be like, it's surprising, like a Sami Zayn or...
Even an Eric Rowan.
Yeah, or something like that. But it's not so out of left field that you think... Maybe even like Luke Harper winning it. It's a surprise, but it's not so out of fucking left field that you just think...
What?
No, this is stupid.
Yeah.
No.
No, I think the problem that I think looking at it for me is it's been marketed badly because matches need marketability, right? And I think what would have worked better is if Shane or Daniel Bryan, who I don't think is there because Bree's about to pop at any point, Shane should have come out and said, right, it's now, we're after Mania, we're going to give some people new chances, right? We're going to have a six-pack challenge and all the participants are people who have never won the WWE title, right?
That would make sense. Then,
and then I think it would be a little bit more plausible, a little bit more understandable if Jinder Mahal won. Because it was like, you remember when Sheamus won that Battle Royal in 2010?
Yeah, it's up there with that, to be honest. It's up there when Sheamus...
But it could work. If they do it well, it could... I'm not saying Jinder needs to get the shock win of the WWE title.
But how's this going to work then? Because if he's number one contender...
He's going to Backlash, which is May 21st. So they're going to drag this out for another month.
But Bray is going against...
Ah, but there are rumours that the match, the House of Horrors match that is going to be at Payback, which is a Raw pay-per-view... is not going to be for the WWE title. Which would indicate that Bray would potentially be winning.
No, this is so stupid. I it's a mess. It's like this superstar shake-up shouldn't have happened until they...
ended all the feuds?
Yep. Yeah. Or figured out what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah, because then there's also Kevin Owens is the United States champion and AJ Styles is already the number one contender. But Kevin Owens, who is now a SmackDown star, has to go back to a Raw pay-per-view to defend the US title. And if Chris Jericho wins, he goes to SmackDown.
No.
Which, I don't understand the point of that, because hasn't the Intercontinental and US belt swapped places?
Yeah.
So does that mean that they've drafted the belt, or they've drafted the title holder?
I'll roll you that Gronk thing again and talk about this. Like, what in the...
I mean, that's a plot hole, because I remember, like, this is the problem, that because they didn't know what they were going to do, right? So they didn't explain the rules, and now there's plot holes, because in 2005's draft, they swapped WWE and World Heavyweight Champions, right? So, it didn't... Like, there was a point where SmackDown, for an entire month, didn't have a world champion, and Raw had two world titles. Because John Cena, who was SmackDown, went to Raw first. And then Batista went to SmackDown last. Right?
Yes.
But they didn't draft the champion. No, they did. They drafted the champion, not the belt. So have they drafted the belt in this or the champion? Because if it's the belt, then shouldn't Kevin Owens just stay on SmackDown regardless?
It's like they didn't put any thought into this. They were just like... I'm gonna shake things up a bit, and he's like, okay, Vince, what does that mean? Like, how is this gonna work? Who cares? Shake it up,
do it, damn it!
Like, God's sake!
Yeah, it's not made, but at the same time, you know, you have Jinder Mahal, but who, by the way, fucking gave Finn Balor a concussion and has been rewarded with a WWE title. Maybe that's why they've done it, because he fucking KO'd the first Universal Champion. They're like, well, he's got to fucking be strong. We can't have him knock out Finn Balor and take him out of action and not do anything with it.
By the way, he is not passing a piss test.
Yeah, let's talk about this for a second.
Yeah, you know, we had the unfortunate opportunity on Patreon, which you can go to patreon.com/thesuperplayer and buy our stuff if you would like for $5.
Or join our Patreon and you get an exclusive series exclusively to Patreon exclusive.
And on this exclusive thing, we watched an NXT episode with Jinder Mahal in it.
Yeah.
Now, Jinder looks kind of tubby, sort of. Well, more normal.
Yeah. He looks normal.
Like a normal human being.
Yeah.
And now it's just like... Ah! Like, he's not...
I don't know what he's done to beef himself up. So the guy's got like veins popping out of his fucking arms. Like, now, I'm not a bodybuilder, obviously. I don't know. I mean, you could be mistaken. Don't worry, but I can tell you now, this is all natural.
No, it is.
Oh, it's not all natural?
No, I mean, no one's mistaken.
Oh, right. Okay. You might want to time your jokes better, because by the time that I had moved on and you had come up with your retort, it was already old news.
No one even uses the word retort anymore.
Do you want me to punch you in the fucking ovaries? Exactly. Be quiet. Anyway, the point is... The point is, what was the point?
He's got veins sticking out.
Oh, he's got veins sticking out.
Roidy Magoo.
Roidy Magoo, right? I am no fucking genius about how fucking bodybuilding works, but that doesn't look natural.
No, that doesn't look normal.
That does not look like...
It's up there with Scott Steiner, to be honest.
Yeah. Scott Steiner looks like he's got little potatoes injected into his fucking arms.
I meant like Scott Steiner, like back in the day, Scott Steiner.
Yeah.
And that's the... This is kind of like another reason why I don't like him being pushed, because you're like rewarding the guy. I feel like they just gave this to him because, like, oh, look at him, he's so big.
Like, Vince just saw him and he just went into like a fucking tunnel vision.
Yeah, no, his eyes go buggy, like, oh my fucking god! And like, I don't know why he's Scottish. But the point is that. Oh, I hurt my fucking face. The point is that. I feel like he's just got this push because it's just like, look at him. Look at him, he's so big!
Stephanie! Yes, Dad? Stephanie! Look at him, dammit! He's so big! He's so muscly! Let's push him, Stephanie! Dammit!
Dad, are you okay?
I just like big, muscly men! Dammit!
Okay, Dad. Okay.
I couldn't imagine Vince McMahon as my father.
I couldn't imagine Vince McMahon saying he likes big, muscly men. Even though he does. Even though he does. He'll never admit it.
No, I just, yeah, I just kind of feel like that's kind of one of the only reasons why he's getting a push, because he's not the greatest in the ring, so that's that. He's not necessarily over. And
Sam said in the, we obviously have the infamous Supla boardroom chat, and Sam said that the fans apparently have been saying don't hinder Jinder. For years, and now...
Who?
I don't know. I have heard it, but I always thought it was a joke. Like, you know how Heath Slater was kind of just like, you know, he won the WWE Tag Team titles after no one drafted him.
But that was the storyline.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That was the point.
Yeah.
This is...
Out of nowhere.
You're just shit.
Yeah.
Like...
It's just, I don't know, I like the idea of it being unpredictable. But I think if it was marketed as a, right, none of these guys have been WWE champion, they're going to go on and main event against Randy Orton. But then even saying that, having Dolph Ziggler in it would have made... But that, I don't know, I'm arguing with myself here now. I think it would have been better if Shane McMahon just went, we're going to... Bray Wyatt's gone. We need a new challenger for Randy Orton. We're going to... You know, they keep going on. SmackDown's a land of opportunity, right? He should have just gone, so SmackDown's a land of opportunity. Tonight we're having a six-pack challenge. All the competitors have never been WWE champion before. Right? Because then you would have pushed this idea that SmackDown is the brand of opportunity. Right? You'd have pushed that. And then Jinder winning wouldn't have been as so weirdly random.
Is Rusev on SmackDown yet?
I don't know. No, I don't think so. I think he's still out, isn't he?
Because I was going to say, why don't you just wait for Rusev to come along?
I don't know how long he's due out for.
I don't know, it's just daft how you just put it on this guy that no one really knew who he was and no one
well
really...
he got released.
Yeah,
they brought him back because they were doing the brand split, and now about what, 9 months later, he's...
I mean, that's like the equivalent of saying at Payback it will be Brock Lesnar doing one-on-one with Kurt Hawkins.
I thought you were going to say Damien Sandow. But no, Kurt Hawkins, yeah. Literally up on that level.
Yeah, it's just like, what? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure that's what's going to happen? Like, you...
Yeah, because Jinder's not even done that much. Like, I know he's being used a little bit more, and the fact that he was also the last guy to be eliminated in the Andre... Like, I thought that was weird, that he was the last guy to be eliminated in that... I was very confused.
But then again, no one cared about that battle royal. No one cares about that match anyway. So it's like, okay, so, nah, who gives a damn? And then it's like, LOL, I'm the number one contender for the WWE title. Like, what?
Yeah, why? It's very strange. It's very strange.
Stop it.
So we may as well move on to the next topic of interest. Of course, me and Andy. Andy, it took him a little while, but I have been quite a big fan of the Broken Hardys.
Wonderful, yeah.
Now we've kind of chronicled what has happened in TNA.
He does that.
We've chronicled what happened to them in TNA and their very public falling out, and how they went to the indie scene. And then TNA saying that they can't use a broken gimmick, but then WWE hiring them anyway. And then Matt's kind of done this amalgamation of Mattitude and broken Matt Hardy. And weirdly, this is where Matt Hardy has become kind of a bit of a genius. Because he's put in the mannerisms of broken Matt Hardy in with the Mattitude Matt Hardy, right? So you see him do the version one and then do delete and all this sort of stuff. And it's the first time, really, where there's like an extended universe outside of WWE programming. Because if you follow Matt Hardy's Twitter, he said like the euphoria of WrestleMania has released him temporarily. And now it seems like, I think even recently he's gone to Torn, hashtag Torn Matt Hardy, right? Where he's fighting with his original Matt Hardy self and this broken vessel that he has. And it's really... it's not even being shown on the fucking television, and yet it's the most intriguing part of any part of Raw. Because he's kind of... do you follow it? It's kind of like extended reading. No? You don't know anything that's going on?
All I know is Braun! And that's all I know at the moment.
Great. Okay, so...
I've been out of the loop for a week.
So, yeah. Matt Hardy's kind of fighting between himself over... whether he's broken Matt Hardy
or
Matt
Hardy. Why don't they just do this on television?
Well, they still haven't got the rights to use broken Matt
Hardy. God's sake.
But that segues into what we were about to talk about.
Woohoo!
WWE is talking to Impact Wrestling about using the broken gimmick.
Just use it, and then if they sue...
Well, we have mentioned that one of the issues that WWE has in terms of the Hardys is that they don't want to get involved in this lawsuit that is going on between the Hardy Boys and Impact Wrestling over the broken gimmick. They said that is down to Matt Hardy and Jeff Hardy and Impact Wrestling. They wanted to stay out of it. It seems things have changed slightly.
Because they know how fucking over it is.
Yeah, WWE is way more interested in it. Of course, think of all the fucking merchandise. That's what WWE sees, money, dollar signs.
Money.
So they just see dollar signs going off.
In a broken world.
So they have apparently now got involved. And they are talking to Impact Wrestling about using the broken gimmick. Now, we know that Impact is, for some reason, very, very protective of this gimmick that they cannot use.
Yeah,
right?
They're not going to pass it on to somebody else. So
yeah, they can't
why...
even use it. So, to the point where they sent a cease and desist letter to Ring of Honor before their pay-per-view to stop the Hardys using the broken gimmick. So... it's theorized that WWE will be paying Impact Wrestling in order to obtain the rights, either to give to Matt Hardy and Jeff Hardy, or to keep it for themselves, which is probably what's going to more likely happen if there is a loophole that does involve Impact having the rights to the gimmick. But there is going to be, by the sounds of it, the return of broken Matt Hardy and hopefully the nefarious Brother Nero.
Hopefully. I...
because also, the other thing as well, again, looking at his Twitter, there was a point where he was, like, him and Jeff were still allowed to do outside obligations to fill out the rest of their scheduled dates before they signed. Because obviously they signed very, very late.
Well, yeah.
So they had booked dates, and WWE has allowed them to go and do it. And Matt Hardy had tweeted, me and Jeff and I will be at this date. And then he would tweet again the exact same message, but instead of saying Jeff, he would say... Brother Nero, but it's the same message. So
is he supposed to be schizo?
Yes. Well, he's fighting between the original Matt Hardy and this broken genius that he is. So he's kind of like switching between them. So No one knows what's going to happen, whether this is even going to go ahead and WWE does get the rights. They want to use the broken gimmick. When you have 70,000 people chanting delete, there might be a little bit of interest in terms of merchandise. So, WWE wants to use a broken gimmick. Don't know if Impact will sell. They are not exactly the strongest financial company in the world. So there's a chance that they could. And if they do, we might be seeing Broken Matt Hardy on our televisions, which would be fantastic. I always said that he needed to be Broken Matt Hardy, otherwise there was no point to signing the Hardy Boys. I think Jeff can kind of survive as Jeff Hardy, but Matt, you know, Matt was always overshadowed by Jeff up until last year.
Yeah, I think, you know, they've already referenced it in Mania, going, things are about to be broken.
Yeah, yeah, there's references, but he's not the outright character. Like, if you've seen them on Raw Talk, like, it's Matt Hardy talking like Matt Hardy. He's not going, ha ha, I know what it is. He's not doing that. He drops things. Like, I think it was on Raw Talk, the Raw after WrestleMania, and Renee Young goes, Matt, how are you doing? And he goes, I'm wonderful. Right, it's just little things like that. So he's dropping little hints to it. But obviously they can't use it because there's an issue with Impact. Which, my God, Impact Wrestling. Impact Wrestling.
By the way, I caught part of Impact. Guess what the big feud was?
I don't even know. I don't care about Impact.
No, you need to hear this. Guess what the big rivalry was?
Or was it Lashley?
No.
EC3. I don't know anyone else in TNA.
Josh Matthews.
Oh, what the fuck is this?
Against?
Jeremy Borash.
Yes.
Okay, right. Let's talk about this for a second.
Yes.
If there's one thing that people will remember about Michael Cole, it was his heel run in 2010 to 2011. One thing that people should take away from that is that a heel commentator can work, but not when they're so obnoxious.
Well, not just that.
And in your face.
It doesn't work if they're the main play-by-play guy.
No, right, look well, I think...
Like, a Bobby Heenan is fine. Well, Jerry the King Lawler is fine.
Well, I was going to say, right, let's take a more contemporary example of Jerry Lawler, because there's not really... Like, JBL is just a bully, right? I don't even think...
Or Bobby Heenan to a Gorilla Monsoon.
Well, yeah, but I was trying to... I don't know how young our audience is.
Oh, yes.
So, Jerry Lawler was a good villain commentator, right? He put over the villains, right? He'll talk about how he didn't like the baby faces, but he never made it about him, right? And Jim Ross was the other side. He preferred the baby faces. He didn't like the heels.
My God! My God!
But they never made it about them. Michael Cole made everything about him to the point where he had his own little fucking box. So, what Impact have done is they saw an angle that happened 7 years ago.
Which was awful.
Which wasn't very good. They saw an angle that happened 7 years ago. And they have decided to crank it up to not even 11. Crank it up to 23.
Billion.
Right? Now, Josh in WWE was not the greatest, but he wasn't the worst. He wasn't David Otunga.
Okay.
What the fuck has happened?
He's truly become awful.
Well, when he's telling fucking fans to go and die and stuff, then yeah.
Oh, yeah, on Twitter he told a fan to go die. It's like, that's how you boost the ratings. Tell all your fans to go kill themselves.
Yeah. No, this needs to stop. And, I mean, can you... the thing that's annoying is that TNA is like, we're in a new era. What is it with fucking wrestling companies right now going, they're in new eras? You're fucking not, right? TNA is not in a new era. They're doing the same shit that they've been doing since fucking Dixie was running the show.
Nothing.
It's no different.
They've changed their colour scheme slightly.
There's a fucking owl.
No, there is no owl
anymore. Oh, there's no fucking owl. Oh, I don't even fucking... I don't even keep up anymore. So there's no fucking owl.
I think there's an owl somewhere on the ring apron.
Why are they, I don't understand how it's so... How this company is struggling so much. Because we don't even have any booking experience and I feel like we could run this better. I'm not saying we will. I'm not saying we would. You know, if we did EWR, I'm sure we'd fuck it up. But, I mean, this company, I don't understand. This was the number two company in North America. They had people like Christian Cage jump to TNA.
Yes.
They had Sting.
Yes.
Kurt Angle.
Yes.
Booker T.
Yes.
Samoa Joe. Yes. AJ Styles. Yes. Christopher Daniels. Yes. Frankie Kazarian. Yes. All these guys.
Wait, did you put Frankie Kazarian in that list?
Yeah, he's a very good wrestler.
Yes.
Right? You had all these guys and you've cocked it up, and I don't understand how you can't dig yourself out of... Well, actually, I can. They're so far in that it's impossible. They're trying to dig up.
Dig up, stupid.
Yeah. That's what TNA... No, that's seriously what TNA's doing. Dig up. They are trying to dig up. And,
dig up, stupid.
You know, you've got fucking Bruce Pritchard on there all the fucking time. You've got Dutch Mantel going, "Ah, all the shit you saw in the past year was shit. And you're stupid fans for watching it."
It's oh, like, yeah, you got
Dutch.
Karen,
Dutch.
Karen Jarrett's on.
Fucking Karen Jarrett. She sounds like a chalkboard being fucking destroyed by cat nails. In an atomic bomb. Am I going too far? I feel like I am, but her voice is annoying.
Okay, yes. So, basically, it's been a really slow news week. No one has happened besides from Jinder Mahal. So, we're going to...
Yes, we're probably going to call it quits because there's not really much else to talk about. This is a problem. It's a post-mania lull. Not much happens unless someone dies or there's a load of releases.
AJ Lee book's come out.
I thought you were going to say AJ Lee died. I was like, what?
No, her book has come out.
Yes, AJ Lee's book did come out. I haven't read it. You would like to send us a review copy, we can...
Put it in up. Just buy it for us.
Just hide it under the bridge in our local city, which is near... where we are right now.
Don't tell them where you live. I have been Andy Kwon.
I have been the Super City Hall Hardcore Champion.
You make it sound like we're trolls and we live under a bridge.
I mean, have you looked at you?
Oh, God. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram if you put it in the Supla. We also have a Patreon. And you can donate. What are you even looking at?
Why do you look like Forrest Gump today?
You can also go to our Patreon and you can also donate money for exclusive content.
One second.
For exclusive content. For exclusive content!
Wait, one minute. Just one second.
Fuck off.
Wait, I'll just say 999.
Get off me, you felon!
Do I have a black pen anywhere?
No.
Can I please?
Fuck off.
Oh my God.
You can piss off. Also, you go to WrestlePundit.com where we get all of our news. That's racist. So yeah, I will see you next time. I have been Andy Kwon.
I can't be racist, I'm not Jewish.
Goodbye. Stop! This is fashion! This is fashionable! Not my fault, is it?
Oh, I forgot the Third Reich was the latest fucking fashion trend. I